You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, live in the Bank Plus studio. We are talking to Mr. Bo Bounds himself on the Farm Bureau Insurance call-in line, and we're giving away two tickets to the Jamie Johnson concert at the Brandon Amphitheater. You got to text us in on the farm, or excuse me, on the Ag Up Equipment text line, 601-885-3776. Why you deserve to win these two tickets to the Jamie Johnson concert. Mr. Bo Bounds, what's up, brother?
All right, well, I just checked another box in my travels or life. I just went to the Waffle House in McGee. So, I've never been to that Waffle House, and they were really, really nice. Obviously, I jumped in and out and got a cup of coffee, and that I think it was the first time I've ever been in a Waffle House that there was nobody else in there.
Wow.
So it was just me and the four workers, and they were all very nice. So I got like Ritz-Carlton service because there wasn't anybody in there, and three of them. So one got the coffee, one got the sugar, and one got the cream for me. to me, that's excellent customer service, and they were very sweet people. So I'm in McGee, and I'm heading out.
That sounds, I was thinking for a second, I can't believe Waffle House is empty, but then I remembered, if you're in McGee, you're past peak Waffle House hours because everyone's already at work.
Yeah, see, so everybody's doing their thing. Maybe they were busy from like 6:30 to 7:45.
That's what I was about to say, about 5:30, 6 o'clock to right before 8, absolutely. Well, Waffle House is the key. I mean, you could argue, did you even road trip if you don't stop at Waffle House? You know what I mean?
Well, that's a good point. So now I know it's official. I've gone to from Biloxi to Starkville to Hattiesburg, and now heading back home. I think you can officially call this maybe the ultimate Whiskey 61 road trip, and I feel real good about it. I do. So anyway, I don't know about the coffee yet. I'm letting it cool off. But, you know, maybe by the 9 o'clock hour, I'll be able to give our listeners an update on that. Palazzolo, did he have to take his kids to Chick-fil-A or something?
Yeah, that's right. He got, they had something at Pro Football Focus. Either somebody's missing something. He last minute he is covering an NFL draft, training camp.
Camp. Okay.
So he got called on the location, I think, to the Bengals. Hold on, let me pull up my text message from old Stevie P. Bucks Titans. He got called into Bucks Titans camp tomorrow. or today, I should say, because I talked to him yesterday. So, yeah, he must have flown over. I don't know where they're doing their camp, but they do all the joint practices, which I think is awesome. And so Bucks,
I wonder if
Bucks Titans
hop down to Nashville, and I mean, Nashville from Cincinnati couldn't be but what, a 40-minute flight.
Yeah, on the Steve Palazzolo private jet at worst, right?
Well, on Chris Collinsworth private jet, which he can definitely private jet around. Okay, well that's all right. We'll get him on. At some point again. You know, I wonder how heavily bet Hawaii Vandy and Northwestern and Nebraska will be. I think it'll be a pretty big number considering those teams because they're playing week zero, which is next weekend. And the fact that people are just, you know, jonesing to bet and watch some football, don't you think?
Well, yeah, and Northwestern Nebraska is actually, I mean, we can make fun of Northwestern for not being like an athletic school, but they have a pretty good size alumni base. Obviously, we all know what Nebraska has. That actually brings a big, you know, that is a pretty massive matchup in terms of name brand power for a week zero game. You don't see,
you see
Vanderbilt Hawaii all the time. You don't see Nebraska Northwestern in week zero.
Right.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB. to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Well, and we're also – so when I was growing up, Nebraska was a powerhouse, and you missed that. By the time you were up and running, they were no longer. But, you know, Tom Osborne and Barry – do you realize that that was the game of the year in the 80s?
Yeah.
It was not two SEC teams. We were kind of in no man's land in the 80s. Coach Paul Bear Bryant had stepped down. Georgia did win one in 80. Because of Mississippi State beating Alabama. And Alabama had so they went three in a row, Blake. 78, Bama. 79, Bama. 80, Georgia. Okay? And then we didn't have an SEC team win a national championship again until 1992 when Bama upset the Miami Hurricanes.
Woo!
And Dennis Erickson, right? And so – in the 80s, although we had some good teams, and Auburn should have won at least one national championship in the 80s and just couldn't quite pull it off, we did not have this amazing matchup in the Southeastern Conference, whereas now we've got, like, you know, a dozen incredible matchups, mm-hmm. if not more, throughout the season that will be on primetime and, you know, will be a focal point on whatever weekend. But the game of the week for about 7, 8 years, I'm sorry, the game of the year was Oklahoma-Nebraska, Barry Switzer against Tom Osborne.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then you mixed in a little bit. This was when Penn State was peak Penn State because Joe Paul won his national titles in 82 and 86.
Yep.
Okay, and Osborne was the lovable loser, and Switzer was kind of the renegade coach that was winning national titles. And Tom Osborne could never get over the hump. He eventually would in the 90s. And so that's kind of how it looked. You had Miami winning some titles. You had Penn State dropping a couple. You had Oklahoma. And then, I was thinking of one other. I said Miami. Oh, Notre Dame.
Yep.
The last title that Notre Dame won was 1988 with Lou Holtz.
Yep.
Okay? And obviously it was a rigged system. I mean, it was a terrible system. I mean, AP voters and all this kind of nonsense. So we really never had a national champion until 98. You could even argue, you know, whatever. But the bottom line is we didn't have an SEC team win from 1980 to 1992. How about that?
Yeah, you can tell how bad the SEC must have been because you had BYU, Colorado, Georgia Tech, and Washington all claiming national titles in that time period. So, I mean,
claiming is a great way to put it. Washington and Georgia Tech split that one in 1990, maybe?
Colorado and Georgia Tech split 90. Washington and Miami split 91.
Okay. Washington and Miami split. That was Don James, one of the best coaches in the history of the game. And Miami, that was Dennis Erickson, because your guy, Jimmy Johnson, was already at the Cowboys.
Well,
And just about to get rolling.
It's so funny too because we've talked about the shift to the southern states of the shift of power in collegiate athletics, but especially the outdoor athletics of football and baseball. But you look at that, and outside of Miami, Florida, which you could argue what they were doing down there wasn't really the South. That's a whole other world. Oklahoma, Penn State, Notre Dame, Washington, Colorado. You know, outside of the Georgia Tech claim in 90, there's not really a bunch of southern it's all the Midwest to the Northwest coast. You know, it's not the southern teams that we've come to know being in the top of the college football world the last 20 years.
No, and it changed. Obviously the 90s was Spurrier. Dean Stallings grabbed one, and then Spurrier changed the game. Isn't that wild though? The 80s was just a hodgepodge of craziness, you know.
Yeah, on and off the field.
Well, that's true. Ron Bosworth. I love it.
Yes, sir. Bo Bounds on the Farm Bureau Insurance call-in line. We'll get him for the SEC Insider Hit. Coming up on the other side, this is the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. We're giving away Jamie Johnson concert tickets, Brandon Amphitheater. You got to text in to win. The Ag Up Equipment text line, 601-885-3776, 885-3776.